Hello and welcome back to Even More News, the first and only news podcast. My name is Katie Stoll.
Welcome to the podcast. I am Cody Johnston. Hi.
And joining us today is Katie Golden.
It's me, Katie Golden, and I can speak normally, actually.
Whoa. Hey.
Nice.
We're speaking normally.
Even cadence. That's why you've got such a good voice for radio and podcasting.
That's right.
Welcome back to the news.
Welcome back to Honkers and the Beebees.
What if that was our new thing? Is just keeping that up all day long. Ooh, you guys would stop listening so fast.
In the morning. Near, 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 near. I do think air horns would be a nice addition.
You know what? When we first started, I wanted to get like a soundboard or something, but there were just too many things going on. But I was really into the bam, 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 bam. That was me. That sounded so much like the actual sound, but I just made that.
Yeah.
Sound.
Wow.
Yeah, I really want to be able to do like, and now here's something going on in the news, and then, yeah, baby, like do like a bunch of like, smoking.
Yeah, if we could get the Mask and Austin Powers soundtrack, personally, I'd be happy with just a soundboard that is only Home Improvement, Tim Allen grunt on it. That's
it. Man.
That's all I need.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to invest in this, I think. These shows evolve. We can evolve into something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called the news, okay?
It's called the news. Speaking of news, here's some news.
Ooh.
It's International No Diet Day. You guys thought I wasn't going to call out the holiday. Well, you thought wrong. It's International No Diet Day, and this is one I can really get behind. Fuck your diets. I mean, not fuck your diets. Wait. I understand. But, like,
Is it No Diet Day, like... Don't do diets, or is it No Diet Day, like, cheat on your diet today? Or is it like...
I really should have looked into it. This is a problem that I've had a couple times lately where I've just seen the title and really quickly jotted it down and then
failed and noticed. What's the... Yeah.
But I don't care what the intention is. I'm going with my statement of no diet days because I've been thinking about this a lot and it's a good opportunity for me to talk about it. Just all of this post-quarantine pressure to have your bikini body ready by summer. Just get the fuck out of here. We don't need any extra stress. You lived through a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Who cares if you've gained some weight? If you gained weight, be grateful that you had that opportunity to live and enjoy food. And if you lost weight, good for you. How? But also, I don't want to know because whatever works for you works for you. And I was also thinking about it specifically. Will Smith posted a picture of himself on Instagram where he was maybe like slightly paunchier than he has been in the past when he was a young man. And he had the caption of worst shape of my life. And then the next day, apparently he's going to do some getting healthy show with YouTube. I don't know. It's unnecessary shame over what happened over this past year and pressure on everybody else. You know, also, he objectively looks good for a 50-year-old man. You know, what? You don't look like you're 25? Okay. Let's normalize that. Anyway.
This competition to see like who can emerge from the quarantine, like we have been in a cocoon and we shall all now come out as beautiful butterflies, having written 7 novels and having worked on our abs and our squats. No, but like, come on, like if you just by muddling through a global pandemic, you should feel very proud of yourself. Like, however you muddled through the global pandemic, You should feel proud of yourself for just enduring it. Because
muddle pride.
Yeah, muddle pride. I made a doctor's appointment to take check out the old body that doctors haven't seen.
Oh, don't
seen
do that.
Any.
Never make a doctor's appointment.
Take a peek under the hood.
Take a look-see at this old clunker that that I have been not, you know how like you put a tarp over your car, you don't really look at it for a while.
Yeah.
It's like, well, let's take a look-see at this old thing. But And the doctor was like saying, you know, how is your, we're talking about like cholesterol levels. And she's like, you know, are you eating the same? Like, and I was like, well, you know, I haven't been exercising as much. And she's like, oh, honey, like nobody has. Yeah. So like everyone's going to have a tougher time over pandemic. So even your doctor's not going to judge you. Nobody's going to, anyone who would judge you for that is not worth your time.
Also, just in general, fuck off with judgments about body shape. You can be what typical, you know, fashion industry describes as plus size and be so healthy. It doesn't matter. We're all different. We're all unique. I know I probably sound like a broken record because I talk about this sometimes. And also people talk about it in general. But truly, whatever size you are is good and beautiful. And I say that as a reminder to you guys and to myself, because it's easy to fall into weird spirals right now and always.
I mean, like when you're doing my philosophy in terms of eating food and exercise is thinking about like, hey, I want to live a long time and I want to be healthy. So I will do this thing to like make my heart healthy and to introduce good things into my body to make me healthy. And then if like I eat something not super healthy, feeling bad about it doesn't do me any good. It's just like, you know, yeah, like, okay, I ate something unhealthy. That's fine. Just like in general, like, you know, I'm going to try to, you know, keep this old clunker running as long as I can.
Yeah. Oil changes.
Yeah, oil changes, you know, wax on, wax off.
You get the tires rotated from time to time.
Right.
I'm going to transition us into other things because I'm looking at the timestamp and wondering how long our listeners want to have us talk about diets.
My old clunker of a body.
nine minutes.
Well, no, I don't think that anybody.
I think.
Yeah. no ad this week. So I just want to take the opportunity to acknowledge that Even More News is brought to you by our Patreon, by you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I could say something more eloquent. I always want to stop and take stock of the fact that we couldn't be doing this without you guys, and that Patreon has allowed us to create so much content and work with our friends and connect with all of you. And we have a bunch of really exciting, cool things that we have planned for the near future. We want to keep creating stuff that you guys are going to enjoy. And yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Look out for that.
We love you very much.
We love you very much.
Episode's not over. That doesn't mean
episode is not over. No, it's not. keep listening. Mm. Katie, how have you been? It's been a minute. I don't know how long it's been since you've come on the show because I don't understand time anymore.
I don't. Time is irrelevant. So, yeah, I'm good. Tomorrow is my Bastille Day in terms of the vaccine because I got my vaccine 1 week and 6 days ago. And
congratulations.
So tomorrow, it will be 2 weeks. I can go outside and just start licking telephone poles.
Lick party.
Is that the first thing you're going to do? What's the first thing you're going to do?
First thing I'm going to do is just go into a public restroom and put my face against the tiles of the floor.
Back to basics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, actually, literally the first thing I'm going to do is go to the doctor's office, just have them collect my blood because I was like, hey, let's check out this jalopy of a body. And then they're like, yeah, we'll take your blood first and make sure that's all good. And so that's the first thing I'm going to do is give away some of my blood for them to play around with.
That's such a responsible first thing to do.
I know. And it was like I didn't really plan for it to be the first thing I do out of once I'm immunized. It just worked out that way where it's like, oh, well, what's the soonest? Yeah. The doctor's office very normally, not weirdly, like, when's the soonest we can take your blood? And it's like, well, this day. It's like, all right, give it to us.
Show us your blood.
Yeah, that's all they're into. They're just harvesting our blood rich with well, now the that you've Bill got Gates serum.
Or the microchips.
Now that you've got the microchip in your blood, they want to get your blood to test that.
Well, they have to track it. That's exactly part of the tracking. Right.
Mm-hmm. It's harvesting it for their blood moon celebration. Yeah.
And maybe injecting it into embryos to create a super species.
Yeah. Super babies.
Super babies. Yeah. My first thing that I'd planned to do, as I mentioned on this show, this very show a couple weeks ago, was to get a 90-minute deep tissue massage. But instead, because my immunization bestial day was yesterday, but instead I was driving to Arizona, which is a very different plan. I'd started off with a flat tire.
Well, hey, the bumpiness of the flat tire is kind of a deep tissue body massage, right?
It did. I mean, I got really tense dealing with it, but sure, yeah, that's part of it. Then I got more tense when I got pulled over by a highway patrol person. Oh. You know, on the one hand, I deserved it. On the other hand, fuck the police. You know, it's a real mixed bag here. And I was kind of locked out of my Airbnb, but I'm here. I've arrived. I am mentioning this just to give you guys a little bit of a heads up. I am in Arizona because my aunt is really sick. So I will be here for a to be determined amount of time. And as a heads up, I might not be able to record as much over the next few weeks, but these guys are going to hold down the fort. So don't freak out. I'll be back when I can. So yeah, it's weird. It's weird to be here. I'm excited to see my family, but it's unfortunate that it's under such sad circumstances. Yeah. Because of that, this episode might be a little bit shorter. I didn't have as much time to prep today, but we're here. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna talk about some things.
Yeah.
We can't wait. We can't wait.
This feels awkward. It feels like I made it awkward. That's okay. I'll just power through.
No, you didn't make it awkward. I was just like thinking about the fun news we were going to talk about with all the cool things in it.
Yeah, actually, there's lots of fun news, lots of cool things. And we're going to do that right now. Why don't we start with a California recall? Huh?
Woohoo!
We're recalling California, like as a state?
I mean, that's not on the table right now, but it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Remember the recall we did when we got Arnold Schwarzenegger in? And we were all like, back then, we were all like, it's like total recall. Remember that, guys? Remember? And we were like, total recall.
I remember that.
Remember that? That was so funny. God, the late night talk show hosts, it was like Christmas every day for them. It's like total recall all the time, every day in the news. I don't know if you guys remember that. But yeah,
I do remember that. I had forgotten about it, but now that you mention it, I do remember it. That was a...
I don't remember anything that happened before this podcast started recording. So.
It was so fucking funny, though, that joke. Like, oh, it's like a, you know, because Arnold Schwarzenegger, like the actor from Total Recall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So fucking funny. Holy shit.
Oh, so funny. I really hope we can bring that back this time.
Politics is a joke. It's a fun joke to play around with people's lives.
Ha 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 ha. It's fun. So here's what's interesting. The recall petition was actually introduced in February.
February
of 2020.
February,
yes. Which was before the COVID-19 pandemic really took off, before it was on all of our minds.
I don't get it. Yeah. Anyways,
it's sometime after Total Recall and before the siege of the Capitol.
I see. That's all kind of a mushy blur to me.
Fair. Absolutely fair. Mm-hmm. But the original reasons stated for the recall petition have nothing to do with coronavirus. I think that originally it was just about like immigration or whatever. And also maybe the fact that his face is handsome but weird. I don't know. It's unsettling. I'm not a big Gavin Newsom fan. But I do think that this recall is a waste of time. You know, I'm not here to defend him. It's a waste of time. It's also confusing because there's no real consensus among people about what exactly he did wrong. I mean, there's lots of things that he's done wrong. We can have consensus. But in terms of this, you know, it's basically, you know, he didn't do a good enough job, or he was locked down for too long. You know, like there's, everybody has their own very specific opinion of what he did during coronavirus that wasn't good enough. And not to defend Gavin Newsom, because again, I don't think that he did the right things all the time. But also you can look across the country and not many governors did a great job.
Well, right. It seems, I mean, I think we should just recall the state. But it seems like it's just sort of a, we just generally don't like the guy that we elected.
Right.
So like, let's let's do it. Let's redo it. But that's what elections are, right?
Yeah, that's what a normal election is, not one that costs $400 million.
I'll take my $400 million.
Oh, me too.
And also, you guys can disagree with me. You can probably convince me otherwise if you think it is a good idea. But
nah, that's all right. I don't need to do that. But yeah, I mean, like, I don't love Gavin Newsom. He wasn't like my favorite boy, toppest boy. But like, think it's the same thing with like, who was it? Jerry Brown back in the day when we remember Total Recall. It's this thing we do in California. I don't know how it goes in other states because I don't bother to educate myself on other states' governments. But it seems that our thing is we'll run the Republicans run against the Democrats and you get your standard centrist Democrat and you get some like weirdo Republicans and then they lose because they're nerds and they suck. And then they're like,
and they're boring.
Oh, and they're boring. I don't even know who ran against Gavin Newsom. I don't remember. But like, and then they're like, oh, shoot, we messed up. We were too boring this time. Recall. Let's do recall.
Yeah.
And that seems like what they did back, you know, Jerry Brown. It's like, oh, we kind of messed. This was just a mulligan. Let's try it with the Terminator. You guys like the Terminator, right? And that seems to me, I'm not a election scholar. I didn't go to College of Elections. Oh, I could have said Electoral College. Oh, I suck so.
Come on.
God,
no, we're on fire today.
Electoral University.
Me, I suck. Anyways. Whatever, I'm a big dum-dum is what I'm trying to say. But it seems like that's bad to just have a thing where it's like, oh, oops, we didn't do a good election enough. So let's do it again when people are maybe not paying attention as much. And then we try out just another candidate, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that seems that's what dumb and bad to me.
Feels like, doesn't it? I mean, that's why I highlight the fact that when the original petition came about, it was about, the reasons were completely different, you know, they're just like, now we've got even more reason, you know.
It's although just, I guess there's a, I don't disagree with you completely. There's something probably to like the fact that there's so many different reasons. Like, these people don't like Gavin Newsom because of this and this and this, and these people don't like Gavin Newsom because of the opposite of that.
Yeah.
So there's like, okay, so everybody hates him. So a new governor might be good, but I agree that it seems like
because you were not going to get a different Democrat running against
him. Right, right.
What we've got is a list of Republicans, a long list, most of them very boring and not worth talking about, of people. And then some more interesting ones as potential entries that I will also mention in a moment. Yeah, but there's that. So like, what are we doing? We're spending $400 million to replace, like,
right.
He's not a popular governor.
Also, he won in a landslide.
He won a landslide. And currently 56% of Californians do not even support having this election.
Yeah. Mm. And the problem, I think it's like, I don't necessarily completely disagree with like a recall in general, but the way it works is like, you can do a petition and not like the petition. You only need a certain number of like signatories on the petition, right? You don't need like a majority or anything. You just need a baseline number of people angry enough. Also, I don't know if they make it clear on the petition, on like the recall, that when we recall him, it just means running him against a Republican. Like, so if you're right. on the left, if you're on the left and you don't like Gavin Newsom, first of all, join the club. But, you know, you are not going to get anyone further to the left of him. You're just going right. to get some right wing ghoul replacing him. So it's like, you know, I think, and I'm not like saying like everyone who signed it is dumb.
I understand the reasons to be frustrated with the governor and in a right, perfect exactly. world. Right, exactly.
But if someone's like, sign this petition because you dislike Gavin Newsom and you're like, yeah, fuck that guy. But then like, if you don't know how it works, like, if it's not made clear that like, you're not going to get a left-wing candidate, like, you're just going to get Gavin Newsom and then yeah. like, a person assembled from like the like Newt Gingrich and Karl Rove body parts, like, you know, it's just like it's not good.
Yeah. So I've already mentioned that there's a long list of people who are boring that I'm not gonna list their names. John Cox though is one of those boring politicians who wants to run Republican.
He's got a silly last name. He's got a dumb
Cox.
Last name.
But he tried to make himself a little less boring by bringing a 1,000-pound bear to his fucking campaign launch. And I believe tried to brand himself as John the Beast Cox, or maybe it's just the Beast. I'm not sure. But was apparently really ticked off when the media paid more attention to the bear who was just walking around him. Like, that's what you should do. What you should do is bring a bear.
They brought a bear
as part of his like, hey, just like a,
yeah, he did.
Just like,
yeah,
a,
he did.
That's so gross.
It is gross.
I'm tired of that.
Yeah. This is John H. Cox who did this?
I believe so.
Because he's the one that lost in a landslide in 2018.
Yeah, I thought that was the one insane. But like I mentioned, I have barely prepped for today, so I'm glad you looked that up.
Yeah, I mean, the bear thing is way more entertaining. But it's the same guy.
He didn't make a big enough splash. I bet he's bummed that Caitlyn Jenner entered the race. Before we talk about Caitlyn, though, I just wanted to mention a few more people that are speculated to run. This is from ABC. Former acting director of national intelligence, Richard Grenell. Former Los Angeles mayor, Antonia Villarosa. Actor, Randy Quaid. Model, Angeline. And even rapper, Kanye West.
All right.
So that's fun. We've got some,
Dave Rubin.
Real celebs. Is Dave Rubin also considering it?
He's considered it out loud, but that doesn't mean anything.
Just no, doesn't mean anything. This
is
at all.
Just something you say.
He says things out loud all the time.
Yeah. He also said it on Newsmax. So
okay. The person who's made the most waves in this race would be Keeping Up with the Kardashians star, Caitlyn Jenner. She's also known from a lot of things, but Keeping Up with the Kardashians is one of them. Yeah. Katie, I think you have some thoughts.
Jeez. I guess I do. I didn't want to, but I did watch the interview she had with Hannity and, you know, on Fox, Fox News, as I like to call it, fake news. But
faux news.
Wow. I was going to say faux news.
We're in America, not France. Mm. Knock it off.
Okay.
But, you know, she's not very good, really. Not a very good candidate. I'm going to come out and say it, that she's not a good candidate.
Bold.
Yeah, she's, you know, rich and out of touch with basically anyone who's not rich. Her reason for running, she told Hannity, is, quote, my friends are leaving California. My hangar, like airplane hangar, where she keeps her private airplanes, the guy right across, he was packing up his hangar, her neighbor who also had an airplane hangar for his private airplanes. And I said, where are you going? And he says, I'm moving to Sedona, Arizona, and I can't take it anymore. I can't walk down the streets and see the homeless.
She's speaking for the people.
Yeah. So it's
the
interesting.
Very rich people, but still the people.
I love how rich people think that they will be seen as compassionate for saying they can't stand to look at the homeless.
So I'm packing up my airport hangar and moving somewhere very wealthy.
Packing up all my planes and taking my planes to Arizona. Yeah, it's like, do they not realize that saying, I find it icky to look at a homeless person doesn't make them seem compassionate? Because presumably she's trying to say, like, I want to fix California because we, people shouldn't be homeless here. But she really reveals that it's about, like, oh, gross and icky homeless. I don't want to look at that.
Yeah, it's very blatant.
Yeah.
And so disconnected from, like, how people who aren't in that class of people view things. So it's really fucked up, actually.
It's getting to the point. You're right. It is bad. But you don't care about these people. You don't care about the fact that people don't have homes, that people are in a desperate situation. You care about how it affects your property, how it affects your day-to-day life, the fact that you can't ignore the problem anymore, so you just want to go isolate yourself. I say good riddance. We don't need you.
It's that that Simpsons bit from 30 motherfucking years ago where, like, they're it's, like, about gentrification, and it's we'll take this and turn it into this, and it's, like, all the buildings turn nice, and then the last shot is of a homeless person who turns into a post office box. and it's just this aesthetic shift of, like, well, you won't have to look at them. We're not going to solve the problem, but you won't have to look at that problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think another classic cartoon, I believe it was SpongeBob, had the joke in it where someone's going, like, SquarePants. Or maybe it was SpongeBob. I can't remember it, but, like, someone's suffering outside, and, like, someone's indoors saying, like, I can't bear to look at this. And so they just pull their blinds shut. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's, you know, like, the woke SpongeBob bullshit. I'm sorry. Like, we don't need that. We should cancel that, actually.
Canceled, yeah.
For wokeness, though, which means it's good.
Yeah. But the idea that, because, like, there's this... I guess right-wing meme that rich people are leaving California because California is just a hellhole, an apocalyptic wasteland of wokes and bespokes and I don't know whoever else they're afraid of. But the reality is that, no, it's actually a very friendly place for wealthy folks. In fact, perhaps too friendly. Most people who leave California are low to middle income earners and cannot afford to stay longer because of the rising housing prices. So conservatives like to say, like, well, California's driving all the rich people away because your taxes are too high and all this. And it's like, actually, probably the taxes are not high enough. And also, it's too unfriendly to the working class, not to rich people, which is a legitimate problem in California. Like they are correct that California has problems. It's just not that poor Caitlyn Jenner and her plane owning neighbor who she's casually chatting with at their airplane hangars at their houses are sad to look at gross poor people. Like, that's not the problem. It's the problem that someone who works in Silicon Valley who is not in a tech company, but maybe in the, like, a service worker or a retail worker, literally can't afford to live inside the city and sometimes has to live in a tent city because they literally, no matter how many jobs they work, cannot afford rent. Like, that's a problem.
Yeah. And it's not just a problem here in California. This is
what?
It's a general tactic too. You see a lot in like Fox News. Tucker Carlson does it a lot.
I like to call it fake news.
Yes, you do. it's framed often as though, like, these are, like, squalid hellholes, but they're not speaking to people who actually live there. They're speaking to like the rest of the country, right? Like, it's sort of the narrative, like, oh, you can't walk down the street in this city that you don't live in without stepping in your own piss. And it's just, it's their own. Yes, I know. That's how bad it is. It's your own piss.
There's so many homeless people, you can't even use your own toilet.
But you know, Tucker Carlson doesn't live in those areas either. He's, you know, talking to his hangar owning neighbors.
Right.
And framing like where you don't want to go, the liberal cities, where only liberals live, are, these like squalid hellholes, which again, like you said, yeah, they've got problems, but it's just sort of this like, framing these places, in a certain light to people who already don't live there, to sort of fear monger about the state of things. And then you have, yeah, Caitlyn Jenner's like, my jet is moving.
One might even say that perhaps the tragedy of homelessness is not having to look at a poor person as a rich person and having to clutch your private jet plane pearls, but maybe it's that people are not given accommodations. You know, like maybe it's actually the real bad part of it. The real bad part about it is not having to look at poor people, but the fact that people deserve a higher quality of life. And it's not an aesthetic issue, but an ethical issue of providing everyone with the basic comforts of a good life.
Okay, maybe. Counterpoint. What if we... So, like, sort of to take what you're saying. So, we have a situation where the richies can no longer see the poories, right?
Okay.
They've closed the curtains.
They've closed the curtains, but it's a one-way curtain, right? So the poor people can see the rich people as something to aspire to.
Aspirational.
Mm-hmm. So that makes them work harder, which that's the problem, right? Is that they're not working hard enough, unlike, say, like Caitlyn Jenner's neighbor.
Right. Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, so like with rich people, you can't ever take away their money, like, because if they earn less money, they will not be encouraged to provide jobs and work more. They'll just get sad and stop working if you take away their money. Whereas with poor people, if you give them any money, then they're not encouraged to work and they'll lose motivation to work because that's how it works.
Before we move on, I have one, just like, just a couple mini thoughts about the Caitlyn Jenner situation.
Ooh, gimme, I want them.
Well, one is, it's very frustrating, I think, for a lot of people, and it's going to happen more and more, where Caitlyn Jenner is criticized for the things that she says and her beliefs and her policy ideas. And then you get people on the right who either willfully or ignorantly don't understand what people say and are like, oh, so like every transgender person is good and right, except for her, right? Like they're sort of weaponizing this idea of like listening to people's voices and lifting up communities as like, oh, everyone is correct no matter what. And I've already seen it happen with like what, Jenna Ellis and people like that. And it's just frustrating, I think, because I don't know if they purposefully don't get it or if they just like don't care enough to understand. It's going to happen more and more where any criticism is going to be met with this sort of like, oh, so now you don't believe in trans rights. Well, yeah, she has a right to run for governor and everyone has a right to tell her she fucking sucks. Like,
I fully support her rights. I just don't support her as my politician or as a politician. I'll say it.
It's interesting because there's often a lot of complaints about ID politics, and it's like there are, of course, like there are actual real life caricatures of ID politics, like that woke CIA ad where join the CIA where we respect your identity and then we also bomb Yemeni.
Yeah, it's
children.
Just cynical bullshit. They're using it. Yeah.
Right, of course there are like centrists and liberals and even Republicans who like cynically use ID politics. Like, I mean, you know, Yas Queen Sarah Palin, remember, like, people were like, oh, aren't you a sexist though for not supporting Sarah Palin? She's a woman. But the she's problem like is
a woman,
a woman, any kind of, you know, binder full of women, just pick one. And the problem with that, of course, is like the idea, there's like the idea of representation, right? Which is, it's nice to have representation of people who generally don't have a say in politics, right? And that's good. It's like, you know, we don't want a homogenous, you know, thing in politics where there's no representation of like different people. But the issue is like, it depends on who that person is. Like, it's not, you know, I don't automatically support any person just based on if they're a woman or, you know, like or like their identity. It's like, sure, I would like there to be, say, like, you know, more women in politics maybe, but like if it's what's the most important thing to me is someone's platform, what they actually say and do. And
women can be awful too.
Yeah, everyone can be awful. Like, I mean, we know that, right? Like it's and so like identity is only important in as much as you use it to lift other people up. So like your background and your identity, if you're using that to like lift other people up like yourself, like, hey, I'm, you know, it's like Ilhan Omar, like she's a refugee and she uses her experience as a refugee to want to help other people who are refugees or immigrants. And like she uses that experience to lift other people up. And that's good. But someone with her identical background, and she was like, oh, we got to build a wall and close the borders and screw everyone else, then it wouldn't really matter, right? Because then you're not using your life experience to help other people then. So it's like with Caitlyn Jenner in this interview with Hannity, she was like saying like, yeah, we need to protect the integrity of girls' sports. So like saying that like trans girls should not be allowed in girls' sports. And so she's just using her power to like keep down other trans people.
She also plays women's golf.
She also plays women's golf. It's just, oh, it's just so like, as much as I don't like her politics, it's a betrayal to who herself and to a lot of people who looked up to her, you know? I mean, I shouldn't speak for anybody. I'm just acknowledging what I've seen in reactions online, you know.
Also, homelessness is a problem for the transgender community. A lot of trans people end up homeless, and that's maybe focus on that.
Also,
like, I don't know. It's
also
it's
she
like
killed a person. Very important to include that.
One last thing about
Caitlyn
Jenner.
We do need to move on from Caitlyn Jenner, but yeah.
But one last thing, and it's going to seem possibly ironic or hypocritical, but we should talk about her less. I saw there's this like article today, I think it was like Jezebel or something. It was about how like Caitlyn Jenner's taking a page out of the Trump playbook. Flaunt your business savvy, slick lingo, and private jet and hope for the best. And it's sort of like she's doing like some Trumpy stuff. And one thing that Trump also did was get a lot of free publicity for people who couldn't shut the fuck up about him. And so maybe
so
learn part of that lesson about like overly discussing these things.
Yeah, and I mean it didn't work for Kanye, but
that's true.
He was less believed.
He's got a lot of stuff going on.
In all seriousness, I don't. Even though you know all of these like Republican ghouls are quickly like going like, oh no, she's valid, and you know we'll use her preferred pronouns because she's on our side, and you know conditional support always. I don't think she, you know, I don't think she could win over Republican voters. They're, you know, like,
yeah,
she's a woman and she's a trans woman. Like, that's not gonna, that's not gonna work.
Good
I don't
for
think.
Her brand.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Cody, you had a couple things you wanted to bring up before we sign off for today.
Oh, sure. Okay, Caitlyn Jenner. Okay, no. This is just sort of a funny thing that happened today. I don't, and it's the continuing saga is very funny to me. Do you remember when Ted Cruz quote tweeted Ken Klippenstein, and then Ken, it was
what
about
what was it about, he, like, again?
He tweeted something. It was like a NASA report. It's like a some Freedom of Information Act thing. I think it was released. I forget exactly the details, but Ted Cruz quote tweeted it like good news. Like some form of support, and then Ken changed his display name, like you do in this situation, to Ted Cruz liked a porn tweet.
Yeah, yes. I remember that,
and that was very funny. We all enjoyed it. Ted Cruz deleted the tweet. Of course.
Perfect.
And something I noticed that day was that he continued being on Twitter because he's perpetually online. Good work, Senator, for doing your job of tweeting. Anyway, so he something I noticed later that day was that he was continuing sort of like responding to people's tweets, but he no longer quote tweeted them. He would screenshot them. And I thought that was very, very funny that like, okay, so you learned like, okay, I can't actually quote tweet people anymore. I have to do screenshots. The screenshots that he was posting were from his phone and he did not crop them at all. It was like, you could see the battery life and stuff. I was like, well, that's funny. He's like slowly learning how to use Twitter.
He's doing what we all did in like 2009.
Yeah, just like, okay, so this is how the platform works. You can crop photos. And so I thought it was funny. Okay, so he's learning that he can't quote tweet anymore. So he's screenshotting, but he also doesn't quite get how to do that yet. That was funny. Ha ha ha. Today,
yeah,
he tweeted this screenshot of a person who calling a bunch of numbers, so you know it's like a real good account, calling like 9 numbers after it, fading after one wash, and it was a shirt that was a picture of Ted Cruz and it, politics in the front, insurrection in the back, just some fucking shirt. Literally no likes or retweets on this tweet. And this is an example of something we've talked about on the Some More News show, where he's name searched himself and found some tweet from some college student with no likes and no retweets, quote tweeted it to all of his followers. A bunch of people harassed her until she went private. And he was like, ah, so you deleted your tweet. I've won the marketplace of ideas. And I was like, dude,
that's
no.
That's a very good Ted Cruz impression.
Thank you very much. And
he's been working on it for years.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's good because it, like, triggered an involuntary mm-hmm. gag reflex.
Yeah, you've got, like, a little... Yeah, that's... I apologize. but I pointed out to him, like, no, she didn't, like... You didn't, like, win. You're a senator who put all your followers directed at this person. And so she protected her tweets, you fucking weirdo. And it was very, it was like late at night. It was like 11 at night or something. So no one really saw it. He deleted all of those tweets and just moved on with his life and forgot about it. Anyway, so he clearly does this frequently. It's clearly him doing it on his account. The intern didn't like the porn tweet. It was him.
No!
Absolutely. So he did this today. And it's just so funny to me. He took a screenshot of this person's tweet, and in the top, because he still doesn't know how to crop his fucking photos, you see the search bar, and the search bar says Ted Cruz or at Ted Cruz or send Ted Cruz or
oh
at
my
Senator
God.
Ted Cruz.
He's just doing a manual Google alert, but for Twitter.
Yeah, he's just literally just name searching him in as many combinations of like his accounts
so
and names you can think of to find these tweets so he can do this. And it's so fucking embarrassing. You're right.
I love it so much.
It's
he's
amazing.
Like a tween.
This is my pornography, by the way.
Oh, she's,
yeah, this is the one that you're going to
like.
She's
getting all worked up.
Yeah, no, this is, it's wonderful. I think that, like, when you know someone's, like, a narcissist, and you just, you know it. Like,
you know it, yes, absolutely.
Most politicians are, really, but, like, Ted Cruz especially, wishes he could be Trump levels of being able to have fun with his narcissism, but, like, being able to see them caught being just like such a freaking dweeb to like name search.
It's incredible.
Just so
it's
good.
It's beautiful. And like he's had time. It's been a while since that other thing happened. Like he has had time. And like obviously this like the story about the student that he got people to harass. Like, okay, obviously you name search this photo. She didn't tag you. You name search yourself. We all know that you do this. But the idea that like he's just like he tweeted it out. It's amazing. It's like the one time I can think of this, like, this is proof that you do it. and it's still up, and he's a beautiful man. We love him.
I also love that, like, he went to all this trouble to retweet a picture of a shirt. It says politics in the front, insurrection in the back.
And didn't he say it faded after one wash? This
faded
is
after one wash.
This is not a good like review of a product.
Super wrinkly shirt. I mean, I don't think this is a shirt that like Ted Cruz is selling or something.
Oh no, it's like insulting to Ted Cruz. It's about his stupid mullet, and it's about
it's about the insurrection.
Like, right?
Well, but is it supposed to be insulting?
Or is it like a,
kind of like, he's a cool rebel because like he tried to overthrow an election. So he's a cool guy because he's wearing sunglasses, right?
Right. Like they're not trying to make him. I don't know. I'm not looking at the picture and I don't want to.
I think they're trying. I'm on team. They're trying to make him look cool, which is why. Mm,
what a sad team. What a much sadder team.
Yeah.
To be on.
They never win. They've got a terrible record.
Yeah, it's but it's like a sad wrinkled shirt from a sad Twitter account with, you know, name bunch of numbers.
Retweeted by a sad senator.
By a sad senator with a sad search bar that has a bunch of sad search terms in it.
I just have to feel like his home life is crap, you know? He's just looking for a little endorphin boost.
Well, after he continues to like meet with Trump, his wife probably hates him because like
I think his wife has hated him since their honeymoon. But yeah,
right. Even his children like recoil at his affection. I mean, like remember when he like did the thing where he's like did all the Simpsons impressions. Mm-hmm. And this was back before he cosplayed as a Southern general during the Civil War.
Oh my God!
I remember when he was clean faced and he didn't have his like I'm a Southern general voice.
Yeah, we're the working class party.
Yeah, but he did all of his cute Simpsons impressions and it's like now I'm Homer, Doe. Now I'm Flanders. hi diddly ho, neighbor. Then now I'm Mr.
Send me that.
Now I'm Mr. Burns. Yeah, excellent. And now I'm Marge. Homer, stop it. And now I'm Lisa. But Dad, that's incorrect. And now I'm Bart. Don't have a cow, man. Ugh. That's who he is. That is all he is, you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to know who Ted Cruz is, it's that. And it's only that. He wishes he could be a comedian, and he can't because he's a fucking nerd. And he, you know, that's his whole psyche. Mm-hmm. That's why he causes untold damage to the world.
It's like, I hate him. But I'm almost too embarrassed for him to properly hate him. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I get it.
Where you're like, you just...
Yes, there's a pity involved.
I know that his life doesn't end well. Like, that's not a threat. That's not... I just mean...
Your life doesn't end well, Mr. Cruz.
It's just, I see this story and it's a sad one. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think that's a good place to wrap this up. I don't know. What else you guys got?
That's all. That's it. That's good.
Katie, tell everybody where they can find you online.
Yeah. I'm also not threatening Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No one is threatening Ted
Cruz. Nobody on this. Don't put
us
on a list.
I'm just speaking the truth.
We wish him a long and good life full of
that,
great
that will
Simpsons
not end well. A long, beautiful life that will not end well.
You can find me. I do a show called Creature Feature. It's a podcast just like this one, except instead of Ted Cruz, I talk about animals.
It's really good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a fun animal story. It's about animal behavior, weird stuff, like really weird stuff. I'm telling you guys.
It's weird.
It's very strange. We talked about, I had a Mara Wilson on recently. We talked about the mass cicada brood coming out of the ground. I just did one on real ghosts in nature, like the ghost octopus, which is a lot cuter than it sounds. Cody's scared.
Ooh, no,
I am
going to
be listening to both of these.
it's a lot of fun if you want to learn a little bit about animals and take a break from the old politics, if you know what I mean.
Also, Katie might be on this very show in the near future a little more often as I am in and out. We got to have a Katie around.
Yeah, that's the law. It's the law of the podcast. Mm-hmm. One, mm-hmm. at least one Katie must be present. There can be multiple Katies. We coexist that's peacefully.
Fine. Oh yeah, that's no, totally no, no. fine. Yeah,
we should do one where we replace Cody with Katie Willard. And just
that'd be great.
To have it.
Three yeah. Katies on a podcast. I love it. And then you can find me on the internet, Katie Golden on Twitter, KATIEGOLDIN, where I have, you know, politics thoughts sometimes. It's probably like most of my timeline is just like liking Katie and Cody's tweets, to be honest.
I mean, same. All right. That does it for us this week. You know what? Yeah. The only thing left for me to say mm-hmm. is something that's very true.
Ooh.
We love you very much.
Much.
I love you, too.
Oh.